Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shona Putnam down Griswold Way. Good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning, LaVon.
Shona, most of the time we talk about things related to the Cass County Museum. We're going to do that again today.
Yes.
Yes, because tomorrow's the opening day on May 2nd.
Actually, it's Wednesday.
May 2nd, right? Yes. That's on my calendar, May 2nd. Okay, it's Wednesday. And, it's been opened before, but this is sort of the annual reopening for the summer season, right?
Yes, okay. The year 2012.
Okay, so let's talk first some real basics. Where the museum is located and what the hours are.
Well, the museum is located on the main street, Main and Cass in Griswold. And it is our county museum, and our hours will be Wednesday through Sunday, 1 until 4.
Okay, and I know even other times, and I'm sure continuing, if somebody has a special group or a special need, they can contact you for other hours also.
Yes, yes. But just call. We have several telephone numbers on the door.
Okay.
And if we can't do it, we'll get another board member to open up and take you on a tour.
Do you want to mention names of your board members?
Yes. There's, of course, myself, Lila Hogeveen. I'm going around the table.
Yes.
Dana Kunze, Nadine Howell, Chris.
I'm sorry, I didn't forewarn you about asking this. So, you're just pulling this.
Yeah. We have Carol Jonk, Shirley Beerbaum, Sally Hansen, Anita Gregory, and Norma Landon.
Okay.
We have 9 board members.
Wow. And you meet monthly most of the time?
Yes, the second Tuesday of each month.
Okay. So those would all be people who you could visit about the museum.
Yes.
And in addition to this being the announcement for the annual reopening, you have some new things, I understand, new exhibits.
Yes, we do. We have several. Lila and I have not been writing a book this winter, so we've been working on revamping the exhibits, and we have several new additions that have been donated, and we're excited about them.
Yeah. Do you want to give us a little clue as to what we might see?
Well, the reason I've been running around this morning is we have some artists from Sioux City doing a mural at the front of our building, inside, of the Mormons. The Mormon trek through to the western part of the U.S., and it's a beautiful rendition, so I'm anxious to see it up and finished.
Yes, that sounds like, you know, hopefully a lot of listeners have already been to the museum, so it's kind of nice to say, oh, well, let's go again. Well, first of all, we couldn't possibly see everything that was there.
No.
I mean, we missed things. But then to have some new things, pretty exciting for us to come back again.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think that will be a wonderful addition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have 48 photographs of the Civil War.
Oh, that's the appropriate time for this.
Including Andersonville.
Oh,
we have a very blurred photograph of Andersonville Prison, which was the worst hellhole during that period, and it was down in Georgia. And these photographs are just random photographs that someone took probably off the original glass plates. Mm-hmm. And we have this collection courtesy of the Library of Congress.
Oh, you're just making broader and broader, far-reaching contacts, I think, Shona.
But we're trying.
But that's great to bring all of that to someplace close to home for a lot of us that may not get to travel to Washington or may not get to travel other places. We can see all of these great things right there in Griswold at the Cass County Museum.
Yes.
Other things that you've rearranged or other additions that you want to mention?
Oh, we've expanded on our Victorian living room. And that is now in the main area of what originally was the bank building.
Mm-hmm.
And we have moved our education. So when you walk in to the museum, you'll have a different view.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, it's good to kind of move things around and get our attention in a new way.
Yes.
So that all sounds interesting and something that we'll want to come and see.
Yes, we have over 7,000 artifacts now. So everything, of course, cannot be out at the same time. So a lot of items are being pulled from the floor, and then something new that people haven't seen for a while or haven't seen, period, will be on display.
Where did all those artifacts come from? How did you gather all of those?
Well, people just seem to like what we're doing, and they want a clean, good, safe place to house their items, their treasures. And so they've been very generous in donating these items to the museum.
Mm-hmm. And I know you keep careful records of those, and you do promise people that they're going to be well taken care of.
Yes, we have a wonderful security system. We have heat and or air running. It's available all the time, mm-hmm. year-round. And so that helps to preserve the artifact.
You bet. Very difficult for some museums to do that. So
yes.
You've just built that into your whole plan.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that you and Lila have not been writing a book, but let's talk about the books that you have put together, because I'm guessing you still have some of those for sale.
Yes, there are a few left. We have the Atlantic book, which was our first book, and then we have the Cass County book, which covers all 16 townships within Cass County that we did last winter.
And where are those available?
Well, they're available at the Atlantic Chamber. They're available at the museum, Rolling Hills Bank in Griswold, and I do believe Capel's still have some, and Rex Pharmacy.
Okay. They make wonderful gifts for, I think, especially for people who used to live in the area and don't anymore, or maybe people who are just interested in history of rural Iowa. Those make wonderful gifts. And it's, you know, my husband is really interested in history, and when I brought those books home, he just starts pouring through them and found out things he didn't know. And, you know, he thought he knew a lot about Atlantic
and
Cass County.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
He is a history buff. I do
know
that.
Yes. And, of course, all the photos you have in there are just delightful. So they're just a good source of information and really delightful to have. So if you don't have one of those, you might want to check those out. They probably won't be available forever.
Probably not, although maybe the publishing company would do another printing. I'm sure about that. But right now we still have some available.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I know that you have done in the past, for people who can't come to the museum or perhaps for a group, you and or Lila or perhaps some other board members will go out and do a presentation.
Yes, it's usually Lila and I that do it, and we're joined at the hip.
Yes.
We don't do it unless both of us can make the date.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But we have fun
doing that. Yes, yes. So if people want to... Well, a lot of times groups are looking for programs, and so this would be a wonderful program to ask for. Is there a fee for giving the program?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No. And talking about fees, there are also, there is no admission charge to the museum.
None?
None at all. No, if you wish to leave a donation, you're more than welcome, but you don't have to.
Wow. What an opportunity. There are not too many things like that available anymore.
Free of charge, no.
Yes, that's exactly right. And really, there's so many of you have put so much time and effort into that museum.
Oh, it's been a group effort.
Yes.
You cannot do a project like this by yourself.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Shona, do you have a favorite item or a favorite part of the museum?
I would say the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
The fireplace is certainly one of the because it's an item we fought hard for, and we were fortunate enough to have the Granny Basketball Ladies. The proceeds from their first game, they are no longer playing, but due to injury and one thing and another, but their first game, they gave the proceeds to us, and we were able to... purchased this beautiful antique fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And that reminds me, too, you can have small group meetings at the museum.
Yes, you can.
So that's another way to use this resource. So we want to thank you very much, Shona Putnam, for reminding us that the annual reopening of the museum will be on Wednesday afternoon.
Yes. Okay. 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Yvonne.
You are welcome, Shona. And whether it's at the museum or at your home, if you get a little depressed or down, here's a suggestion. Review pictures that you took from fun events once in a while and relive the good times.